Hi, I'm Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, pretty excited to have Rocky back. You're such a pillar in the industry. You've got like a first name.
Most people do. But
No, I mean you're known. You know, I'm like Huckabee, yeah. Rocky. You're the only Rocky.
What's really cool is my full name, Rockford Lotka, is a GUID. It's a globally unique identifier.
I know what a GUID is. I'm trying to tie things together. All right, we don't want to talk about this. The Windows Phone. Windows Phone 7, as we were supposed to call it. You excited about it? You think it has a place? Well, what are you doing with it?
I am excited. I don't think it's going to like instantly take over the world or anything, but I do think that it's going to instantly reignite a lot of interest in the Microsoft mobile space. And certainly I'm excited because it's got a programming model that I'm already very excited about in terms of Silverlight.
So. Right. So is it going to change, you know, the way we think or build mobile applications? I mean, is this what they call a game changer type technology?
I think it could be.
So do I.
And the reason I think so is because unlike previous attempts, certainly from Microsoft, at creating a mobile platform, which more or less you had a separate programming model, because the Windows Phone's primary model is Silverlight, and it's to a very, very large degree the same Silverlight as anywhere else.
Yeah, great parity, right? Like over 90% parity.
It's no longer where you have mobile developers as one little group and everybody else over here. We're all potentially mobile developers, which is, in that regard, I think it's a game changer.
Well, we keep hearing that if you're doing Silverlight, you're already a Windows Phone 7 programmer, which that's a bold statement.
Yeah, it's pretty bold.
All right, so back to the app dev side, clearly we're excited about it. On the device side, there's a lot of buzz around multitasking on the phone. Do we need it? Is this a big deal?
I'm of two minds. I think certainly I've got a mobile 6.5 phone now, and so it does multitasking. So I can have my Twitter app running in the background and my news app running, all these apps running, and they all suck down my battery very nicely. And so in one sense, not having them running would make my battery last longer. So what I've been doing, in fact, in the last month or so as an experiment is never leaving my apps running. Just to see.
Just to see if you could live. You're trying to get yourself in the mindset.
Yeah. So I always close the app when I leave. I don't find any difference.
Right. I bet you're guessing it's no big deal.
I mean, the biggest impact is when I go back to my Twitter app, it takes 5 seconds to reload the and the thing is that with the Windows phone model, when I leave the Twitter app, it'll actually suspend. It won't completely unload out of memory.
It kind of dehydrates type of thing.
And so if I go back to it in a reasonable amount of time, it'll be instantly there, and it'll still have to refresh the latest few tweets. But I think the responsiveness, from everything I understand, is going to be substantially higher than the complete close and reopen. And even that's not that painful. So I guess ultimately I'm not entirely convinced that multitasking is you know, a lot of people seem to be very uptight about it.
Yeah, there's a ton of buzz about it.
I'm not.
Okay. There's all this weird emotion around it. All right. Well, me and I'm sure a ton of .NET developers out there have an obvious question. You're kind of famous for a framework, CSLA.
Yep.
Does it have a path to the Silverlight? Does it have a Silverlight path to the phone? We call it the phone. The Windows Phone 7.
Again, because it's Silverlight,
right,
and because there's just such a high degree of Silverlight compatibility. So I've been working on a CSLA version for the phone.
Outstanding.
And mostly it's just a matter of taking away a very small number of UI-specific things that apply to Silverlight in a browser that
wouldn't be applicable.
Just don't make sense on the smaller screen form factor.
Now, I'm guessing you have a bunch of big customers with, running CSLA. Is it going to be a world where their same code base is, going to run CSLA on the phone as they do in the browser? Or, how's that going to work?
To some degree, I think the answer is yes. Certainly the UI parts are not going to be the same. right? I mean, if
800 by
it's just
480.
A size.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a size thing. So I don't think that translates. But certainly, CSLA is really about building business objects and that whole business layer. And I think that for the subset of your app that you want to run on the phone, you'll be able to reuse or literally just use the same code. I do think that your typical business app spans a lot of area that will never be on the phone.
Like a CRUD app with 100 fields on the screen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to be prudent to do it on the phone.
But for those parts the parts of your app where the functionality does make sense on the phone, the same objects will work almost certainly on the for the parts of your app that work on the phone, the same objects will work on the browser or auto browser.
Outstanding. And it's suffice it to say, you're building this in the emulator.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right, because you can't get the phone, at least not right now.
Don't I wish I could.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, awesome. Hey, we're all looking forward to that. Good. Thank you so much for coming, Rocky.
It's my pleasure.
All
thank
right.
you.
And thank you guys for watching.